Freddie P., CanadianThinker.com. We've got to add yet another title to that.
Uh-huh.
We're going to speak to Freddie about his new venture. We got Freddie P., CanadianThinker.com, and we got Freddie P., HumbleAndFredRadio.com.
Yeah.
He's expanding.
He is.
Much like our waistline. Good morning, Freddie.
Yeah, your waistline, mine as well.
Isn't everybody's, though?
I guess.
So let's start with the HumbleAndFredRadio.com, your old partner in crime who you were on terrestrial radio with for how many years? 15 years you guys did morning radio together?
Oh, yeah, the better part of 20, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so through all sorts of different reasons, they were separated because in this business, people come and go fairly quickly. There's not a lot of stability. And actually, the fact that you guys hung together as long as you did is something
it's impressive.
To hang your hat on.
No, exactly. And then we both became available this summer to work together again. But guess what? Nobody wanted to hire us.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the feeling you were getting, because there was some rumors and stories and stuff going around that maybe you guys were going to pop up here, you were going to pop up there, but for one reason or another, it didn't happen. Can you kind of put your finger on why that is?
Yeah, there was some romance. I think because we don't want to play a lot of music anymore.
Right.
And sort of made that clear.
And a lot of radios going back, a lot of morning shows, because it goes through cycles, doesn't it? There's a period where morning shows are more music, more music, mm-hmm. more music. And you certainly see it in markets down here with Detroit and such. A lot of the morning shows are all talk and no music in the morning and then heavy music all day. That probably got started with Howard Stern and those who were talking all morning and then rock throughout the day. But it seems that a lot of music radio in Toronto is swaying back to more music, probably because the reality is it's cheaper to do.
You think?
A little bit.
You really think that's the reason?
I'm no expert.
Yeah, there was
but...
some romance where my partner, Humble Howard, where he was, there was some talk there about us getting back together. But he phoned me one day and he said, I'm either going to get fired or you're going to get hired. Well, guess what happened?
He saw the door. Uh-huh.
He got fired. Now they have a morning show that plays like 12 songs an hour, and the jock is just there chirping 10 seconds at a time. But again, that's the direction they want to take, and not really the type of radio we want to do at this point of our careers. And there was a little romance from another station in town, a similar format that had the chance to go with the Humble and Fred brand, but again, decided to go with the lots of music guy, girl, hey, what's going on in entertainment today type show.
So what is the HumbleAndFredRadio.com all about?
Well, what it is, guys, it's, we're entering the new frontier. The delivery systems now for online radio are remarkable. Like, if you have an iPhone, you can be listening to HumbleAndFredRadio.com within seconds. We're registered with iTunes. You can subscribe. You just get your iPhone and go to podcast, call up HumbleAndFred.com, subscribe, and there we are every day for over an hour. You can stream us on your Android or download us. We now are positioned with BlackBerry the same way. So, it's a lot more accessible, which means doing this was a lot more viable. And remember, without the overhead that you have in radio, you don't need the numbers that you need on radio to make a go of it.
Right, and the interesting thing, too, from an on-air standpoint, much like satellite radio, you're not governed by any radio bodies anymore, so you and Humble can basically speak your mind, say whatever you feel, use the dirty words if you want, and checking out HumbleAndFredRadio.com over the last couple of days, I've noticed that you guys have the odd time dropped the F-bomb, but it's been very... It hasn't been a circus of swear words, and you guys, I think, are...
Because it's not necessary.
No.
No, it really isn't. And do you feel odd, though, when you feel the F-bomb making its way to the microphone, do you almost feel like you got to bite your tongue and not say it because you're still leery of swearing around an open mic?
Well, no, I still don't think I've said it. Here's the thing. It's got to be natural.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to fool anybody, and it's going to cheapen the show if you're going out of your way to say those things just because you can. our show, the success of it over the years was we sort of had this goofy, naivety, innocent look at, you know, if we're dealing with subject matter, say, like sex.
Right.
We always had sort of a goofy, innocent spin on it. So, I mean, we've maintained that. You don't really have to say those things to make your point. In fact, you can be funnier sometimes without it. Yeah, the odd time, if it happens, it happens, you know, just like it does in regular conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, for a lot of what Matt and I do here, I think I took some real direction from listening to you guys, because I think Matt and I try to approach this radio show in the same way, and just mm-hmm. kind of goofy Joe Average guys trying to make our way through life.
Yeah.
And like yesterday, listening to the Humble and Fred radio.com, Humble talking to you about you starting sex classes was quite funny. And the idea that Freddie may give sex tips along the way on the radio show is good.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. And, you know, Craig, that's no different than what we would have done on terrestrial radio. And the thing is, you know, I've started to develop some of those sex tips. Well, of course, they're not going to be what you think they are. You know, I think the first one is don't go to bed with, you know, underwear that sags in the ass. How's that for a sex tip?
That's important, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good Freddy tip.
Uh-huh. Brush your teeth before you go to bed.
I'm looking forward to more of those tips.
That's right.
The things,
you know what I mean?
It's the little things.
If there's leftover spaghetti, don't eat it in bed while watching the hockey game. You know?
Yeah. No, I like those tips. Right?
I mean, those are great kickstarters for romance, you know?
Sure, and who knows what can come from that?
Yeah, who knows what can come from that? It's interesting, though, we've had so many people, great people, approach us about wanting to do stuff with us, including our first unsolicited sponsor, the Everything You Want to Know About Sex show.
Oh, that's
coming
great.
To Toronto this weekend.
Yeah, they got the Hump Hassocks and the Sex Swing. They're a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, and you know they that's a great show. You know, they battle with an imaging thing. A lot of people think, oh, that's dirty, but it's not. I've been to the show a couple of times because we worked it mm-hmm. over the years, and it's a great show, and we're having some fun with them and giving some stuff away. And, you know, it gets back to what you just said, Matt, where will that go? Well, we've asked people listening to the podcast now to email us their best sex moves, right?
Perfect.
And we'll just take the funny, goofy ones
yeah.
and then award prize packs and stuff like that. So, again, it's dealing with that subject matter, but it's having fun with it. It's not, you know, go into the gutter.
All right, very good. It's humbleandfredradio.com. Check it out. And it's if you were a fan of Humble and Fred, if you're from the Toronto area and you remember those years, as we got quite a few listeners in southwestern Ontario who spent some time living around the GTA. So
yeah.
they remember Humble and Fred, and you can check them out at humbleandfredradio.com. Now, you still have canadianthinker.com
right.
going.
Let me just maintain, too, the thing is, you know, we're imminent with streaming in cars.
Yeah.
Which is really going to change the landscape.
Oh, for sure.
In the world of radio. And we would like eventually to develop this thing into a 24-hour service. I mean, that's down the road, but that's part of our goals, just so you know.
Well, if you're doing 24 hours and you need some fill-in people, the Craig and Maddie show might be available.
You never know. Canadian Thinker, yes.
Yes, CanadianThinker.com. You're still going to be writing there. I liked your article on how you finally found the greatness of coffee at McDonald's, and I've been preaching the McDonald's coffee, Freddie, for some time.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you know, you have your typical Starbucks snobs.
Right.
Which there are a lot of. And I've never really been that big on Starbucks. Their breakfast blend, their mildest coffee, I'm okay with. But to me, it always tastes like bitter or burnt. And don't get me wrong, they make great coffee. And forget the price. You know, if I'm going to pay $1.50, so what there? It's $2.10 or whatever. I don't care about the price. Mm. I care about enjoying that cup of coffee. And it's funny, you know, traditionally, like, the masses, and, you know, I've been a bit of a Tim's guy. There's just something about a Tim Hortons coffee in the morning that mm-hmm. satisfies me, actually more than a Starbucks. But again, I'm a bit of a suck when it comes to beverages. I drink light beer. You know, I don't like any beer that really challenges me.
You know? You don't want to fight
no Guinness or anything
no,
like
fair,
that?
Yeah. Well, you know, although Guinness is a bad, it looks heavy, but it's not. Did you know what Guinness is like the best beer, like if you're on a diet, to drink it has the less calories or whatever. But
I can't.
Really?
I, for the life of me, can't choke one down, Freddie. I've tried on
really?
A bunch of occasions. I just can't do it.
Okay. But, you know, there's a lot. Like, I don't. I just don't like regular heavy beers. I just don't.
Yeah. And you're same with your coffee.
And same with the coffee. You know, I was a Tim's guy. Anyway, I kept hearing this thing about McDonald's coffee, and a couple of weeks ago, there was a McDonald's, couldn't see a Tim, dying for a coffee. I thought, here's the chance to try it. Well, my goodness, wouldn't you know, it sits right between a Tim's and a Starbucks. It's not too heavy, yet it's got a lot more body than Tim Hortons.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. First of all, for me, I love going to get the McDonald's coffee, only because... Like you, I don't mind Tim Hortons. My problem with Tim Hortons is the people who go there.
Yeah.
I hate the obsession with that restaurant chain. People would drive over you lying in the road in your own urine, Freddie, to get to a Timmy's.
And you know, it's a great lesson in marketing and how you get people to sort of come to the trough, so to speak, because... You know, you look at their sandwiches, hey, their sandwiches are good, but they're not the best, and there's equal other places. Their coffee, it's good, but it's not the best. There's equal or better other places. But just collectively with the marketing and the mindset, it is amazing, isn't it? How many times have you, you know, there's one at in the GTA here, just at Kipling and Horner Avenue. Well, some mornings when I go, I can't even get a coffee because I can't even get in the parking lot.
Yeah, and Craig has made this point a number of times, and he's right. There seems to be almost a social status by carrying around a Tim Hortons cup.
That's interesting.
You see it at the hockey arena. It's like it's like if when you walk into the dressing room, especially when my kids were younger and, and playing hockey, you walk into the dressing room early on a Sunday morning. If you were carrying a coffee time cup, you were a leper.
Right.
You know, who would drink that?
And, you know, good on Tim Hortons for creating that.
Oh, sure.
That's what they've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's unbelievable. You know, I know a couple of guys that have franchises, and during my sabbatical a couple of years ago, I looked into it, and for about $450,000, you could be set up in a McDonald's, but, you know, you had to manage it yourself on site for 2 years, and I talked to a lot of people that did it. It really wasn't for me, but you make lots of money. It's a no-brainer. It's a can't miss. So good on them for all that stuff. But, you know, I was at this conference back in January. It was a leadership conference, and part of it was marketing. And they explained, to get back to McDonald's, that McDonald's new positioning, they don't care about Tim's. As far as they're concerned, you can't really compete with that. They're going after Starbucks. That's why you've noticed McDonald's now have renovated, you know, with the fireplaces and the nice decor and the free Wi-Fi. And
so that's their focus.
That's their focus because, you know, the Tim Horton beast is one that you're probably not going to be able to beat down. But if you want to increase market share in the morning, go after the Starbucks, you know. Sell a cup of coffee that's as good as better for half the price.
Yeah, that'll get a lot of people in the door.
Well, and just like that Timmy's beast that cannot be beaten down, the Humble and Fred beast can never be beaten down. And you can check out humbleandfredradio.com as well as canadianthinker.com. Fred?
Oh, I'm loving you.